Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Here is the phone number. It's 888-920-6673. Now, we have had this phone system in for quite some time. Mm-hmm. The difference between doing the show we do and doing the show we've done in the past is that not only do people listen to this show as we're doing it, not only do people listen to this show on the radio, but a tremendous amount of people listen to this show via their personal devices, in some cases 24, some cases 48, some cases 72, some cases, and these are the people I don't have any time for, a month later.
Mike, I have time for them. Acceptable. I have time for them. I think these are good people because they want to stay caught up. I mean, that's a vested interest. They want to make sure they get the backstory. These are good people.
But we do the show in real time. We do the show every day. Now, people listen all the time in all different ways, and that's fine. But on Wednesday, we are all about now. Live in the now.
Live in the now.
That's why our phone lines are open at 888-920-6673, and that's why we're going to take your phone call right now, because that's what we're going to do. Let's go. Hello, Mike O'Mara, you are on the air, and I don't mean to chuckle. I just hope. Again, I really do, Rob. I hope.
Mike.
Hello, who's, yes, don't talk to me.
All right.
Hello, who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Carrollton, Maryland.
New Carrollton, you know, when I hear New Carrollton, I think Orange Line.
Yeah, that's the destination. New Carrollton to Vienna. That was the Orange Line right there.
Well, is the Orange Line still New Carrollton to Vienna?
I believe so. Those are the two terminal points of the line. Is that still true, sir?
That
Rob, you live in D.C. You don't know whether that's true or not?
Mike,
how would you not know what
that
is? Did they
build
another metro station?
Metro is for rubes.
You are just so sequestered in your own little world. You don't know whether they built another metro station on the Orange Line? I would know that, and I'm down. Have they done anything or what?
Well, they've done the single tracking is what I see. I'm away from metro.
Is that like recording?
No, Mike. What it is they've really cut back on the number of trains on the tracks. Because
do you ever ride metro?
I have in the past. I avoid it. I do not like it because parking is bad at the metro stations. And then, you know what the problem is? And you'll appreciate this. The biggest flaw with metro, and I've told this to my kids, there's no express train. None.
No, there is not. And
so if you want to get from Vienna to D.C. in the worst traffic, it's maybe an hour. And if you want to take the metro from Vienna to D.C., it's an hour and five.
Well, let's ask our caller on the line, sir. Do you take the metro since you live at the end of the line?
I do. I take it 5 days a week into D.C., and your show and you, Mike, have made me look like a rube more often than not. About four out of five times, the conductor sounds exactly.
There you go. That's what I like to hear.
Out
that's
loud.
That's what I like to hear.
Everyone looks at me like I'm a simpleton, you know.
You know, if you take the metro 5 days a week, I will ask you this question: have you ever experienced? I'll just make the list based on my knowledge of the news history. Have you ever experienced either smoke inhalation?
Oh yeah.
Flooded escalators, derailment, or any kind of personal crime. Have those four things ever
PC,
happened to you?
As we in the biz like to call it.
Personal crime. Have you ever been mugged, sir?
I have not experienced any of those four. However, they exist on a daily basis almost.
What
yes,
about this? What about vermin? Have you seen any vermin?
Mm.
That also about a daily basis. Yep.
You know, I don't think in all the times that I've ridden on the metro, I have never experienced any vermin.
Yeah.
I've never seen any vermin there.
Well, you know, you got to keep an open eye, and you often don't go as far out as New Carrollton, where the rats live.
The rats. The rats in New Carolina. Well, that's wonderful, sir. Thank you for sharing that. We appreciate that. That is extremely kind to you. You're a very nice man, and I hope every time you hear the Metro conductor's voice, you think of me. That is a true joy.
Thanks. I need the funny, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Have
Mark.
A great day. Oscar Santana has joined us. Oscar, you know, I accept your schedule for my time, but I don't accept it for our listeners' time.
No, I agree.
Oscar
Mike.
Has just arrived at 9 o'clock. You know what 9 o'clock is? W-O-W.
Wow. What about Wednesdays?
Oh, yes. No.
Wednesday.
Wide open Wednesday.
Mm. Oh, by the way, you know, speaking of, and I know I always risk the danger of those guys playing my podcast on their show because they're always looking for material. But I don't listen to the new incarnation of the Opie and Anthony show.
Opie and
Jim? Unless it's put on there. So my question to you, how are those guys doing? I mean, we're all manic depressives in the world of radio. Are they okay?
Opie and Jim are thriving. Opie and Anthony no longer do their program. Anthony has his own program.
I know Anthony's gone, but I'm talking about, like, I hear things about, like, when they argue about guests and they
we argue here on the program.
But everything's okay with them?
I would assume so, but I'm not privy to any inside information that you may be privy to.
It just sounds heavy. It sounds pretty pretty heavy. But then again, I only probably pop it on when I hear, you know,
you gotta
something
listen to
happened
this. Some
or
drama.
Something like
yeah.
this, and there's drama. Yeah. And a lot of people only like shows like this when there's drama.
Well, Carrie got six free months of SiriusXM with the new car, and, you know, she won't listen to this show, so maybe she can listen and give us a report.
That would be wonderful. That would be one.
Here you go, Carrie. It's free.
I listened to those guys, and I heard a long discussion with them one time where I was just wondering whether, you know, there's been tremendous. I mean, we talk about upheaval on this show. There's been upheaval on that show like nobody's business. You want to talk about. And that wears you out. That wears you out all the time. And I just don't know where those two guys stand with each other. I've heard some very interesting discussions between the two of them, and I wonder sometimes, but, you know, I don't subscribe. I don't subscribe for two reasons. I don't subscribe because, jealousy and bitterness. That would be the first reason. And other than that, the second reason would be bitterness and jealousy. That would be
interchangeable.
That would be a good show on XM.
No, but I never
bitterness
I always,
and jealousy.
Seriously about satellite. I was always grateful that I didn't make that pivot because I would not have liked the pressure of having to cuss.
There is a pressure to it?
I think there may have been at the very beginning when everybody was making the jump, when a lot of people were going to satellite. It's kind of like you felt. A lot of the shows I listened to almost felt like, hey, we're off the radio now. We can cuss and let's do it. Now, we even did that when we went to our sixth show,
the
Uncensored.
Bonus show,
I felt we did that a little bit. Now it just flows like wine.
Well, I think the
now
bonus
it just
show.
Flows like
I don't feel any
cussing.
Pressure at all.
It took a little.
To cuss, no. We cuss. Oh, and there are, you know, hey, would it be accurate to say for our bonus shows that there are days that we.
You don't have
we
to
let
self-censor.
It flow like wine, you and don't... then there are other days we don't cuss at all.
I think that our mandate when we first even started the show was to not force it.
You can't force it. It sounds so obvious when you force cussing. But anyway, it's Wide Open Wednesday. We're taking your phone calls, so let's take a call right now. Here's our number, 888-920-6673. Call number two. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gentlemen.
Hello.
Who am I speaking
with? I bring
you
greetings from Northern California.
Sacktown!
I had a moment of fear when you first said gentlemen because I almost thought that sounded like Serta. That sounded like a
Serta.
Serta. Have you ever called into a radio show?
Do you know what good pie tastes like?
That's right. You put brie on a biscuit.
Mike, do you feel like the hip surgery has slowed you down? Thank you, Marcus. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Northern California, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to thank you for bringing the funny each and every day. You make my day. You help me make it through the day. And I wanted to be part of your Dirty Dozen.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's cool.
I don't know if we're going to get
that's
there. We'll
cool.
see what happens.
You can be Lee Marvin.
Call. Great call.
Thank you.
I was born under a wandering star. Let's take another phone call. 888-920-6673. Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the radio.
Good morning, Michael Maris Show. How y'all doing this morning?
Fine, right? Elvis. How are you?
I'm doing well. My name is Wes. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. I just wanted to say y'all put out a great show. I missed a week's worth of shows last month when I was out in California on a family emergency. But when I got back...
Everything all right? Is everything all right now?
My mother had passed away on July the 9th, and her husband died 2 weeks before she did. So
wow.
It's kind of a rough month. But
I'm sorry to hear that. I can relate.
Thank you. When I got back, y'all were on vacation, so I was able to catch up with all the shows. And, of course, listening to the shows again and just being able to laugh again and, you know, get back into the new normal, you know, listening to the show, that helped me, you know, learn that, yeah, you can move on. Things will move on. I can laugh again, you know, get used to the new normal. But I just
Let me tell you something, sir. That is, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Of all the things that people say to us, whether it's a text message, an email, or somebody like you calling and being nice enough to share that with us, there is nothing I hear that I like to hear more that is more gratifying than getting a phone call like that, especially now with 2016 and having lived a lot of this myself. It's just it's incredibly generous of you to say that, and I really, really do appreciate that. And you do sound like Elvis Presley, I have to say that.
Thanks a lot. But, yeah, I appreciate your show. Y'all are the best thing to listen to out there. And my condolences to you, Mike.
God bless you.
I know, Rob, you had lost some members.
Rob went through it, too.
Thank you, sir.
Went through it, too. Yep. Thank you, man.
Y'all have a good day. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much for calling.
And we really hope that it just relax and leave the driving.
I couldn't get by it. I mean, it's a nice call. It's a sweet call, a heavy call.
That was the same guy, Mike, that used to call the mage.
Hey, how are you? How you doing? You know, we have major bills, but let's take another call before we tell that story. 888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
Morning, Michael O'Mara Show. This is Jeff. How are you guys?
Hi, Jeff. I'm great, Jeff. What can we do for you today?
I have a question for the three wise men.
Chess.
But first, last week you guys were talking about HBS and, you know, his whole situation with all this stuff.
What the hell does that mean? You just hold your horses, mister. What does that mean? That's my father.
Yes, he is, and he's a good man, mostly. But
hold it! Let's take this piecemeal. What's the problem? What's your personal issue with my papa?
Pervert.
Stop it.
I have no personal issue with him.
Well, then why is he a good guy mostly?
Well, you know.
No, I don't know. You need to tell me.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down a little bit, you know.
Rob, this is why people hate you.
He's calling. He might get...
That's right. People hate you. You know what? I want this guy to hate me. This guy is a loose cannon and a fluky number.
No.
I'm sorry. This guy is a good guy, mostly.
Well, listen to what I have to say first, and then you'll feel better.
Since we're talking about HBO, though, I thought.
God.
I just thought I'd like
look
to
look at her butt. It like is so big.
Just going out to
she
HBS.
Like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
Horny Bob Spiewak. Just a second, sir. We'll get back to your call in a second here.
I only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute. Okay. I mean, her butt is just so big.
HBS has a proclivity for women.
It's so round. It's like out there. I mean,
with this quality.
Gross.
Just take it to the hook.
She's just so.
Power 105 WAVA.
Nice.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Go ahead, sir.
Jeff? I wanted to make Rob feel better and tell him that I was taking a winky tink at my father's.
Oh, God.
Jesus. He's with his third woman, you know, third woman.
And is that, you mom. Mean in total?
But his third he's woman that he's wife. Ever been with or his third wife?
My mom, not really a wife. They're just you know, they're living together in sin.
Sure.
even though he's a Trump supporter, right wing, you know, whack job. He's living in sin. That's fine. No judging, I guess. But in the restroom, I wash my hands. I turn around. Two pictures look like a golf like golf landscape. I'm like, oh, okay. They're both golfers.
Okay.
I look a little closer. The putting green is the rough is the yard work of a lady laying down.
Oh my God. I say
like it's an erotic painting.
Classy.
Oh, it was I mean, I threw up in my mouth. I threw up on the floor. I mean,
all right, okay. And then all right,
okay.
Yes.
Next,
Oh, yes. Good. There's more, Mike.
Yes.
So, like, there's going to be a second chapter to this book? You think I'm going to let that continue? I'm not sure yet, but go ahead. I'll let it continue. We're trying to get to 12 today, though.
I'm moving on from the X-rated stuff. We're going to just this is what I need the three wise men for.
Okay, is you this know, why? Was that to make me feel better?
I was reading an article.
Yeah, your dad's not as bad as mine.
Okay. All right. Before you continue your conversation with Rob, let me jump in, okay, the host of the show. Let me just say this. All right. I want to say this, that I was reading an article about radio shows and some of the networks, some of the big radio companies that actually pay voice actors to call radio shows. And suddenly that popped into my head, listening to this guy with his prepared shtick.
War of the Roses.
So I will let you go to two, but see this hand, boys? See this hand?
Yes.
You see that? That's the, there's the song.
I'm really sad. I didn't have prepared shtick. I just have a question that I could answer.
Get to
go
the
ahead.
Question.
Ask your question. Go ahead.
No, I'm leaving.
Oh, no.
Okay, bye.
He's flaming
out. See you later. Thank you.
He's on the line.
It's okay. We want to get to 12.
Yeah, we're not sending you the check now, friend.
That's right. Do you think that's, I mean, I got to be honest, I was in the business for a very, very long time, and we had lots of callers that would call in that would be not on the level, that would be trying to do shtick, but I don't remember anybody saying, you have a chance to get, like, regular guys that are going to be actors that will appear as regular.
If not longer, it's been happening.
It's been going for,
yeah.
The one guy that I heard that did it regularly was, now he's a megastar, Steve Harvey.
Yeah,
I heard
Ryan Seacrest, any top 40 station in the country would use this service. And to give you some perspective, that's what made this radio so phenomenal, especially in my eyes, because as a young broadcaster, I had found out that they were using these actors, because you would sit there and be like, why would some dummy get a call from some fake floral shop and send the roses to his mistress
instead of, and
why would he talk about it on the radio?
Yeah, and the joy of open phones and taking phone calls for me was always the way it would always degrade and turn into pure hatred.
So it would be the Verizon caller would call and say, you have a free week of cell phone usage. Who would you like to give it to? And he gives it to his secretary because he's banging her or whatever, you know?
So it's all shtick. It's all completely made up.
But, and to this day, Mike, when people ask me, oh, talk radio, do you give away prizes to unsuspecting husbands or wives, and they decide who they're going to give away to, and they're basically explaining the War of the Roses to me, and I say, that's fake. You know, that's fake. And they look at me like I told them that wrestling was fake.
The greatest thing I will tell you that ever happened in any incarnation, it's happened on this show a couple of times, it happened on the old radio show, would be when someone would dial a hotline number and it would actually be by accident. It was extremely rare, and the victim would call in the middle of the actual show, and it has to be so pure, it has to be fantastic.
And that's the only thing that would be the
only thing I would really equate it to right now would be when I call like the Butterball Turkey Hotline at Thanksgiving time and kept that at Lady On for 20 minutes. That was real. What Oscar says is
it makes sense, because if you say it's been going on about 20 years,
yeah,
20 years goes back to around the time that they really started to crunch down on regulations and rules, where the wide open sort of goofiness had to be quashed. And if you weren't creative enough to work around the rules, the easy way out is to fake it. So it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and the guy just flamed out right now, right? He could have been somewhere, but I would say, sir, before you call next, bullet point what your points are.
Exactly.
Well, no, I don't. Here's the thing, and this is from the old days of taking lots of telephone calls. I always get a little suspicious when it's a guy that's got his like prepared comedy written on a yellow notepad, and look, it might have been a very good question, but he obviously got pissed, and that'll be that's somebody we can never get back, guys. That's the way I look at that.
What do you do?
We have another call standing by.
Yes, we do.
888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. We are one third of the way towards our goal of 12. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Oh
good.
It's the lady. Hi, what's your name, darling?
This is Stacy from Lake Havasu.
Stacy.
Stacy, I don't mean to be inappropriate right out of the gate here, but isn't Lake Havasu where Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson.
Hey!
Yes, where he drove the boat with his dunger.
No, actually, that is incorrect. It was Lake Mead.
Oh, sorry.
That was Lake Mead.
How do you know about this? Stacy?
Because I had to research it every time Mike brings that up.
Touché.
I thought it was Havasu. What can we do for you, Stacy, darling?
I just wanted to let you guys know that you do have a new listener, but it's not a baby. It's actually someone that is very close to me. It's my husband, and he is has been deaf for most of his life. But within the last couple of years, he got cochlear implants.
Oh, cool. His homework
is I trap him in the car on road trips and make him listen to you guys so that he can get used to picking out different voices.
So has he been totally deaf for most of his life?
Most of his life, he lost his hearing when he was 2, and they didn't notice it until he was in kindergarten. And it took 4 doctors to figure it out because he knew how to trick the system. Mm. And he watched what the audiologist did until they got to the 4th doctor, which was a woman, and she figured him out.
Wow.
In between that time, he had taught himself how to read lips. So he's never learned sign. He's only been a lip reader for that entire time. And he now has about between 75 and 85% of his hearing back.
That is a great story. That is fantastic. What's his first name? I'll say hello to him.
His name is Steve.
Steve, you're a brave guy. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. And, you know, on the scale of things you want to hear after all that time, I would put us right up at about number 134.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Well, I talk about you all the time, so he's familiar with you guys. But now that he can actually put a voice into it and actually hear it properly,
it makes
a difference. The only thing that he doesn't like is Oscar's laugh, but
I don't blame him.
Well, after all that time not hearing, there's a complaint to people that have heard their entire lives and they still complain about it, so I understand. Tell him I apologize.
Yeah, and his hearing loss was mostly the high tones, so that's even more of a shock to the system.
Now they're back,
Sorry, Oscar,
in a real way.
That's awesome. Stacy, what a great call. Thanks so much for calling and sharing that with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a fantastic day, guys.
Thanks, Stacy. Appreciate
it. That is uplifting. Do we have time for one more? We don't have time for one more. We have to take a break.
Got to start the show.
You know, that's really Oscar's way of saying we never got to 12. But, you know, with that last call, that was worth about
12. It's going on a high note.
So yeah, it's good stuff.
A real high note that he can hear now. Yeah. How you doing, pal?
Yeah.
That's it.
And he hates me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, shut up!
What do you want this time?
I'm hungry, Jane.
Well, of course you're hungry. You didn't eat your dinner. That's why you're hungry.
But you forgot my breakfast.
I didn't forget your breakfast. I didn't bring you breakfast. Because you didn't eat your din-din. Ha! You know, we're right back where we started. When I was on the stage, you had to depend on me for everything. Even the food you ate came from me. Now you have to depend on me for your food again. So you see, we're right back where we started.
Why are you doing this to me?
Why? Doing what?
Making me afraid to eat? Trying to make me starve myself?
Don't be silly. If you starve, you die. I don't know what you're talking about. You really must be sick. Why didn't you eat your dinner?
Because I'm afraid. You made me afraid.
I thought you were supposed to be the big girl in this family. Nothing wrong with it. You're just a neurotic, Blanche.
You wouldn't be able to do these awful things to me if I weren't still in this chair.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Here's a neat game you can play at home. Which of those two elderly actresses, both dead now, was a chain smoker? All right, try to guess that one live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital.
I couldn't guess.
Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. And Oscar, just wave your hands about your head and let me know if somebody's popping in. Our show today brought to you by Me Undies. Mm. No matter how you're dressed, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear, and chances are your underwear is boring.
Boring.
That's right. Me Undies to the rescue. They can change all that, all right, when you change your underwear. Every pair of Me Undies is made from Modal. Modal is a sustainably sourced fabric, and it is twice as soft as cotton. Twice as soft. You have to feel it to believe it. Words cannot describe the fit, the feel of Me Undies. Mmm. And if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free. No questions asked. Plus, MeUndies has dozens of styles, even limited edition prints that will make sure your underwear is never boring. Whether anyone could see them or not. You don't want people to see your underwear in both cases, okay? Come on. All right, pants down. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, and you can save up to $8 a pair with the MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription or a single pair. Either way, you get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Do it today. MeUndies.com/TMOS. So, oh, man, I just am trying so hard to get the magic of sleep, but it eludes me.
Bad night. Bad night.
It sucks.
Pills stop working.
Huh?
Pills stop working.
I didn't take them last night.
Oh, Mike.
I didn't take them.
What are you doing?
Oh, you sound like my wife. She says the same thing. Take the pills. Take the pills. Take an overdose. Take an overdose of the pills, for the love of God.
Please don't wake up.
Hands you a handful of Ambien and a glass of wine. Tonight you'll sleep. Sleep, my pretty. Oh,
let's
you'll
try.
Sleep.
Three.
I'm doing two tonight. I'm going to do two of them.
Do not do two. Do one and a half.
One and a half, Mike.
All right, I'll do one and a half.
Two's
right.
Too much. Yes. Two's too much.
The thing about it is that I wake up and I can't get myself into a comfortable position. The only thing, somebody said, how are you doing? I said, it's great. It's surprisingly fast. It's a fast recovery. The only thing I hate about this whole process is the sleep factor, because when I sleep, I only can sleep on my side. And when I sleep on my side, I feel that my meaty, fat little leg, where I have a new bionic hip, is going to weigh it down so it's pressing on the outside and something's going to happen. I know something's not going to happen. I'll get an answer this week, but it just drives me
insane. Can you sleep
insane.
On either side? Or it has to be one side.
I'm not supposed to sleep on my left side where the hip is. I'm
okay.
supposed to sleep on the right side, which puts the face down, ass up in the air, and
sure.
then that feels the pressure coming down, and it just sucks. And I wake up. And the Red Sox are playing on the West Coast, and they're leading 4-0 going into the eighth inning, and David Price goes doo-doo. And has a meltdown, and then my stress level goes up, and then I'm up, 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 and then Carla will like stir and say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I said, well, I'm not sleeping. Why don't you go back to sleep?
Were you watching the Red Sox game in bed?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
That's it. You know what? You know what I really do? I've read about this before. If you take a television out of the boudoir, you take your TV out, that magic box is the worst thing for sleep.
True story.
Ever.
Yeah, it's true.
It really is. I talk about it. I've got a phenomenal bed. I'm comfortable as all get out in my bed. When I'm not comfortable, and then I put the magic box on,
now,
and it just gives me an excuse to stay.
Mike, the doctor gave you a prescription for Ambien for a
Ambien.
Reason.
That's right.
Yes.
He did back when I. But see, I think this is the way I look at it. I'm a little over 3 weeks of
don't be a hero
recovery. I don't feel like I just feel as though.
You can't beat the system.
It's time to get on with it.
More cliches, Oscar. More cliches.
Yeah. You can't.
You can't count your chickens before they hatch.
Yeah.
Don't cross a bridge before you come to
You're
it.
You're only hurting yourself.
That's right. Don't
Take
be a hero.
Take the fork in the road.
Yeah.
Pick it up. Put it in
All
your pocket.
That good stuff. I don't know.
Well, I know you are averse to pills. You avoid them because they make you nervous.
Yeah.
What if you go on an every other night Ambien program? That's you won't get addicted.
I don't think that works either, because he's doing all you're doing is it's a vicious cycle of you losing sleep and then catching up on sleep and then losing sleep and then catching up on sleep.
It does have to be cyclical.
Nobody wins,
man. Nobody
wins. You know, the only drug that I have any confidence in whatsoever is the drug that you splash over ice. To
yes.
be perfectly honest with mm-hmm. you. I don't trust anything else, but tonight, trust me, I will come in tomorrow with bells on. I will be singing. I will be dancing, and I will be fine. It'll be just fine. It'll be A-OK.
And the idea that you already are high strung.
Yes.
Take the surgery.
I wouldn't say that.
Shut up. Take the surgery, and there's anxiety built up that you're going to hurt yourself in the middle of your sleep. You've already fallen off the bed. Yeah. That's been chronicled, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's canon.
So, go off the bed. Fly down there and call the go yes. boat.
We
actually,
put it in
Rob,
the
Rob. Try not to unhinge your jaw too much when he says
get
that.
Get the wench.
Put it in the ledger, bed. Mike. I'm not
so,
laughing.
So I would say that you have to take these to get through this, man.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, we have to take a break, but we'll come back and let me just have a little psychotherapy, and I will vent about everything. I am filled with anxiety.
Really?
And I don't think it's anything that has to do with my personal life or my professional life. I am filled with anxiety about the world.
Mm.
I truly am. And I wonder if anybody else is feeling the same way. I want this goddamn election to be over. And I will talk about what we are inundated with down here in Florida right now. I don't know if you've watched the news recently, but there's just a lot of crap going on. And because this is a comedy show, I'll talk about all those serious issues when we return on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And I'm Oscar Santana.
Hey! Oscar Santana, what are
How
you
did
doing
he get here?
Yes, I'm back, baby.
Oscar invades the show this week, and it is a laugh riot. It is insane.
It's a laugh fest.
It's all right.
That's Oscar, folks.
This will be his last appearance.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
And give Oscar a t-shirt on his way out.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Ring. You know, there's a home burglary every 13 seconds. I talk about stress. I talk about anxiety. You got to worry about things like this. It's a weird world we live in. Most of home burglaries happen in broad daylight. And they usually start with the bad guy arrives at your front door, rings the doorbell to see if anybody's home. Nobody's home. Bingo. It's his ticket to get in and do that. The Ring video doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone approaching your door. They're doing something special at Ring now. They're doing something new. They're using their advanced motion detection technology to protect your entire property, and it's called the Ring of Security Kit. The kit includes a Ring video doorbell for your front door. It also includes a Ring stick-up cam, a wireless weatherproof HD camera to keep an eye on other parts of your property as well. The Ring video doorbell and the stick-up cam both install in minutes. It's easy. And together, they will provide 24/7 monitoring of your entire home, whether you're in the living room or thousands of miles away. It's that easy. Right now, for a limited time, our listeners can get $50 off the Ring of Security Kit. It's the lowest price anywhere. Just go to ring.com/TMOS right now. Join the hundreds of thousands who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/TMOS for $50 off. That's ring.com/TMOS. Okay. It goes without saying that I think most Americans are burned out on the entire political thing. It's too long. It lasts too long. We have the most divisive presidential election in our nation's history. And no matter what team you're on, it is horrible to watch, in my opinion, because there's just so much evil. There's so much hate. Then you throw in what we have down here. And it is, I just don't remember when I was back in Virginia of getting the volume of negative political ads that I'm getting down here. There are a lot of people that I think are running for Congress down here.
Okay.
And they are all running ads saying that they're more conservative than the next guy. And it is every single day. I can't even tell you what district they're running in, but it is nonstop.
And you're not even going to vote.
It's an onslaught. I think it's a primary, Oscar, but I wouldn't be able to tell you because I'm not that well-versed in what's going on. I pay attention to the presidential election, but I don't pay attention to everything. And it's nonstop. It's every single day. Let me throw the other South Florida thing in here.
Okay.
When we got the heavy rains, the overflow from this place called Lake Okeechobee has polluted on the east coast and west coast of Florida. It's polluted the water. So you have every other day you have a story about in the case of the east coast of Florida, this green toxic sludge that is about 4 inches thick that are in some of the waterways here. And they're showing it and they're talking about it. And everybody bitches about it. Everybody says they're going to do stuff about it, but nothing seems to get done. Then you throw in that little mosquito issue.
Oh, Zika.
And Zika over in Miami, okay? Mm-hmm. And with Zika, let me tell you how they handled it like a week ago. A week ago, they have this guy on from the CDC who really, in effect, goes, you know, yeah, it's a problem, but we've got ways of treating it, and yeah, it's not going to be that big a problem. Well, flash forward to a week, and now they're going, well, they may have underestimated the power of this mosquito. And you know what your boy thinks? Your boy is saying to himself, okay, they're going to be biting my kid out on the playground come school year. I'm starting to freak out. It's maybe that's just the way of the world, but it seems
well, you know,
nonstop.
It's been a bad year, no matter how you look at it. It's been a legendary year for celebrity death, and I know that it doesn't really
you can't
affect
compare your... that to an outbreak of Zika, you mallet head.
Now listen, mallet head. Would you call the onslaught
celebrities
of...
are dying?
and you know what, Mike? You know what's really sad? That one celebrity stays alive throughout it all. The wrong ones are dying.
That's your first go to.
No, I'm saying.
You know, I try to be neutral in these little spats, but you know, really, you know, celebrity deaths are.
But I'm saying this: when people that are very important to popular culture and people being happy, when people that people matter to pass away, does it make you happier? No. It makes you sad.
No, but it doesn't make your brain
Oscar,
come out
shut
small.
Up. God damn it, Oscar. Really? Relax
Dude,
for a
you
second.
You can continue yelling at me, but my point stands.
Okay.
When someone has a child and they have a peanut-sized head because they're bit by a mosquito, it's not comparable to a celebrity dying. You just can't do the two.
What about also the rash of shootings that have been going on?
Yep,
there's been a lot of bad news.
The shootings, absolutely.
I would have gotten to that sooner, but Oscar wanted to make the peanut analogy.
But you led, your headline was, oh my God, all these
It was
are
all
dying.
Over the news from the day one of 2016.
I find, you know, we do have to, I think, acknowledge the fact that 2016,
bad
take
news.
My personal crap out of it, although I've had the personal thing and you've had the personal thing around, but it just seems like it's relentless. But you know what? I get back to, I don't want to lie to our listening audience and say, I just want the election to be over. You all know what team I want to win, but I want the battle to be over. I want us to go back to where it's not every single day. And Oscar, I know you're going to say, turn it off.
I don't have to tell you.
Turn it off. I don't turn it off.
Nothing I can tell you now, but you don't know.
It's addictive to me. I'm so fed up with the whole.
Oh, look, there's a call.
Thing.
Woo! Weird. Hold on
a second. Let's go. There's wonder who it could be.
Yes.
All right, let's take a phone call. 888-920-6673. Wide open Wednesday. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara
Zika
show.
Or celebrity deaths, friend?
Hi, Mike and guys. Chris from Portage, Wisconsin calling. How are you?
Well, great.
How are things in Portage, Wisconsin?
Muggy.
Yeah, big not, bubble, not big
Florida
bubble of heat
money.
All over the country. Yeah, it's another thing.
The heat
yeah,
dome, Mike, the heat dome.
It's been 95 every day here for a year.
Oh, yuck. Yeah, I don't like that. I'm a fat guy.
Yeah, I'm a fat guy, too. I can relate to that. Well, welcome to the Happy Place. It's Mike O'Mara's show for Wide Open Wednesday. What can we do for you, my Wisconsin friend?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you to getting my son's disgusting happy birthday wish on, and then my daughter's happy birthday wish as well.
Oh, that's
can you refresh my memory and tell me why your son's disgusting happy birthday wish?
I'll just say turgid.
Does
that ring
Do you remember, Rob? Do you have a memory of this?
You know what? I may have blocked it out.
There's so many, Mike. There's so many.
Rob, you gave me the title of the most disgusting thing ever written into the mailbag. I had wished my son a
If it was the most disgusting, no need to recap it, but
how
I want
ago,
you to know.
How long ago was it, sir?
Oh, it was when we took our trip to Virginia.
Oh, then.
And you?
No, I mean, how
wife.
Long was it on the show? Give me a date.
What his birthday is May 18th.
Oh, that was too long ago. That was like last year for us.
We don't remember that. We drink too much. All right.
Thank you. Thanks, Wisconsin.
Bye. Appreciate the call. Speaking of disgusting.
Obviously, Mike, that's how much it meant to me.
All right. So much it meant to me. All right. We'll take another call. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on. Hello. 888-920-6673. Hello.
Hello.
Oh,
turn your radio down.
Please turn your radio down.
Or your computer down.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Look at that. Okay. Turn it down.
Hey.
All right. Have you figured it out yet?
Hello?
Jesus.
Hello?
Christ, yes, you're what? Here. Yes, you're here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Elk Grove. And I just wanted to be part of the, to steal from the previous caller, the Dirty Dozen, to call in.
That's so right, sweet.
Oh. Fantastic. What's your name?
Katie.
And where are you calling from?
Yes, go ahead, Oscar.
Elk Grove, California.
Steamroll ahead. All right. Oscar's trying to make nice, mm-hmm. and he doesn't let Daddy have the fun with this call that he wants to have. All right, Katie, you're from California. That's wonderful. How are things in California?
Yeah.
Well, they're doing good now. I'm recently retired.
Yeah,
and
like
I right. get up at
who got your corner?
I get up at crack of dawn to watch you guys on Ustream every morning to
That's
start
beautiful.
My morning off with giggles.
What did you do, giggles? Katie Giggles, what did you do? What did you do for a living before you retired? If you don't mind me,
I was an executive secretary.
Oh, really?
That's a lost art. That's a lost
yeah,
art.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks, Ivanka. Appreciate it. All right.
It's Madman days.
That's terrific. Did you ever have to get coffee?
Yes. Back in the day.
Back in the day you did. That was. I bet you were glad to see the progress made with with the workplace and harassment and all that, which has been in the news again. As of late.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Imagine, did you have a fat boss like Roger Ailes, or did you have a normal-sized boss?
Both.
All right. Thanks a lot, Katie. I appreciate
it. She was an executive secretary
Thank
for
you,
Jack
Katie.
Germond.
Thank you, Grandma. Thanks for the support. That's
what, okay, let's take another call. Hey, is anybody counting? Counting? What do we have? We have six?
This will be call number eight.
Oh, number eight.
Mm-hmm.
There's
Elite
a potential
eight.
That we will get to our Dirty Dozen today. 888-920-6673. And then we got to take a break. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Mike, Rob, and Astro. This is Nick from Rochester.
Rochester,
New York. What a great part of the world. How you doing, Nick?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Doing great. Now that we've established that, what can we do for you?
I got a question for Rob. If you go to the website and you go to shows, at the bottom it says Rob Radio.
Yes.
But there hasn't been anything posted there in like 2.5 years.
Yeah, pull that link.
Yeah, what are you doing, Rob?
Yeah, I guess I'm
this
a jerk.
Is your fault.
Well, what is the deal with that? Why is that down? Why is that on there? I mean, because you don't do your music show.
No, but there's the link to the 170 or 180 episodes that are up. I mean, you can get to them that way. And also, I invite you to stay tuned because there might be something coming up in the near future. And also, don't
you
feel bad
to talk about that?
Not yet, because I haven't talked to the GM yet. Oh, I plan to talk to him today.
Are you counting your chickens before they hatch?
Am I crossing the bridge before I come to it? Sir, how do you feel about celebrity death?
Hey, what about, I've just read a couple of things. Cake and cookies. How are we doing with the
schedule? Oh, yeah,
schedule
where are they?
That? Are you still on the Coachella schedule with that show, too?
We are indeed, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been hard to coordinate our schedules.
Yeah. Katie caught her finger in the drawer in her kitchen, so there will not be a cake and cookies this week.
Dan has come up missing, and so she's spending most of her time looking for her husband.
What is the? I don't know, because I really don't. I don't.
Yeah, what
I don't
is the
say
situation?
I don't pay attention, but I know there. But when was the last one that you did?
Last month, I believe.
I mean, okay. Is it you or is it her? Let's really talk.
Oh, it's me.
It's really you.
Sure, why not?
No,
well, no,
honestly,
no, come on, no, you don't cop out.
Don't say it like that.
That's so flip. That is so glib. No. Yeah, sure. Call it that. Yeah, okay. Pull it.
No.
How about that? I'm glib too? How about S can it? There we go. How's that?
No,
it's been
tough
off
to
with his head.
Wow. It's been What's tough to coordinate our schedules this summer. We'll get one on soon.
But
next week or so.
But to be fair, sometimes, and look, I've been there as well.
And I will say it's exactly half and half. That's what I would say.
Oscar's been there with the honest truth.
Is it 50-50?
It is exactly half and half.
What about political persuasion? What is that?
You bastard! You incredible bastard Pony Boy Matt Flum
you see,
calls out the boss.
And Mike.
Oh, here's Pony. There's my. There it is. I've got a remote, but I'm going to place the microphone. There it is. There it is, Pony Boy, with the microphone, you son of a bitch. Now, don't think that I'm joyful at that, but that means you can do it every day, you son of a... That's ridiculous.
And, Mike, I want you to know. Yeah, you can off with my head as much as you want, but even I had too much class to go there. That even pretty, I did.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Yeah.
Bloom did it. Bloom did it.
Bloom did it again. That's the name of today's show. Bloom does it again.
That's right. Well, hey, everybody, the phone lines are still open. 888-920-6673. We are at, that was number 8, correct?
That was number 8. Yes, sir.
9, 10, 11, 12. That means 4. If we get 4 more before the end of the show, it will please me greatly. But who knows? Sometimes I'm pleased, sometimes I'm not. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Let me tell you about a great company that we are really, really, really pleased to have as an advertiser on the Mike O'Meara Show. It's called Framebridge, and I'm enjoying the wonderful fruits of Framebridge's labor in my own home as I'm hanging pictures this week. The pictures that I have of my son, the one that's in this office that I'm looking at right now, came from Framebridge. The way we take pictures has changed. But the way we frame them hasn't until now. Framebridge.com is very easy. It's a new way to frame things. All you have to do is go to Framebridge.com. You pick out a frame you like on their website, or you let a designer help you choose. You can actually put your photograph in the frame, see how it looks, or you can safely ship your art to Framebridge in a prepaid package, or upload a picture on Framebridge on their site or app, even upload directly from Instagram. You'll get your framed piece in days, not weeks or months. It is such quality workmanship. It's right to your door, ready to hang. If you've got pictures on that phone that have just been sitting there, and every time you look at a phone picture, you say, you know, in your cache of pictures on your phone or on your Instagram, you go, you know, that is the best picture. I wish I would frame that. Think about Framebridge.
Sure.
Right now, if you go to framebridge.com and use the promo code TMOS, you will save an additional 15% off your first order. Remember, that's framebridge.com and TMOS. That's 15% off your first order at framebridge.com, promo code TMOS. It is wide open Wednesday. Our phone lines are open, and it's really great. The callers and the bickering making for a perfect Mike O'Meara show. Let's go 888-920-6673. Hello, you're on the show. What's your name?
Mike, it's Greg. How you doing, guys?
Greg, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
Local hometown. Boy.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, what can we do for you, Greg?
Hey, I'm missing my craft blues band. Any chance of a reunion?
Ooh,
you know, it's weird. I think about that all the time, especially with the new bionic left side that I have. That there's a lot of stuff that I want to do when I get fully repaired, and that is definitely something that I've thought about. I did it, and then I reincarnated it, and it just wasn't motivated because I had to wrangle a lot more band members. But no, I miss it. I miss playing music. So, you know,
question,
I might
Mike,
do it sometime at a live show or something
like
that.
If you set up your drum somewhere down in your Florida casa, would that not be sort of good rehab for your hip?
I wouldn't do it down here. I would do it up north. I would do it up north where I've got more
room. You'll be like the drummer from Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Exactly right. That's wonderful. Let's take another call. 888-920-6673. Mike O'Meara Show. Hello.
Hey, good morning. This is Chucko the Clown out in Bakersfield, California, and I promise it's no shtick Wednesday.
Ah, very good. We appreciate that. To steal from the Big O and Duke show. That is one. You did one of those shows last night, didn't you? Didn't you do a Big O and Duke show last night, Oscar?
I did, yes. It was nice to be back with the guys.
That's right. Did you have your same pattern of post-show behavior that you used to have before you got your MBA?
No.
Did you get S-faced
after
the show?
No, came straight home. Straight home.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's look at our boy, all responsible, all grown up.
Grown up.
Chucko, what can we do for you?
Well, I just, this is not shtick, but I'm still drug-free since March. I want that to be...
Congrats!
Wow, we're so happy for you.
That's like to see the paperwork on that, but congratulations.
but truly, I wanted to tell you guys, nobody knows this, but it is National Clown Week, set up by Richard Nixon back in 1971.
Hold on a second.
Hello, Bozo. Chuck, the week came through.
Are you serious? Hold on. Wait a minute. Don't. I have to stop you there. Are you serious? Was that? Please tell me that's the truth. That it really was set up.
You can look it up. NationalClownWeek.org.
It's legit.
You'll see it. It's a set up by Richard Nixon back in 1971.
To me, that's worth the whole call. All right, go ahead, Chucko. You get to stay on the line. Go ahead.
Well, Mike, since we are kind of a minority, I would appreciate it instead of when you reference any of the politicians, instead of calling them clowns, if you could refer to them as idiots or some other entity other than clowns, I would appreciate that. Some of us are professionals.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes, Mike, he's a professional, mm-hmm. like the secretary.
Trained right. professionals, Chucko. That's great. Thank you for giving me that.
Mike, just one other thing. I want to put a plug in, not for myself, but okay. since it's National Clown Week, it's Puddles the Clown. Rob probably knows him on YouTube. He's a YouTube sensation. And maybe sometime you could play some of Puddles the Clown. I'm going to his show. It's Puddles Pity Party, which might be appropriate for you right now.
Let me explain, Mike, what Puddles is. If I'm not mistaken, Puddles is a guy in sort of a classic Italian clown mode who sings very emotional songs, and it horrifies everyone who looks at it.
Well, it's not horrifying. He's an excellent singer.
No, it is horrifying. I've seen it. Don't tell me what I saw.
Clown. A Harlequin clown. That would be the appropriate definition of him.
Okay.
It's kind of like almost a borderline Pagliacci type thing. Isn't it kind of close to that?
Yeah,
or
sort of nice pull. Day, if you know about
Thank
that.
You. Thank
nice
you very
poll.
Much.
Yeah,
all right, Chucko, duly noted. I'll watch what I call Chucko. Much appreciated.
You said it like it's a real thing.
Thanks Thank for the you, Nixon buddy. Thing. I appreciate that. While we've got Mac in the studio, I want to check on the Stye report and find
Stye
out
report.
How his
Stye report.
Stye report. Stye report. Oh my God!
Hi, Mac.
I really didn't think we were going to have a good show today. All right, Mac, how's it going? How's your pus-filled eye?
It is all clear. It is all gone.
Did you go to the doctor?
I did go to the doctor. I got some...
tetracycline?
I think that's it, yes.
How about that? See, Dr. Mike. That's Dr. Mike. Mac, I've had all sorts of boils and things.
Are your
like
parents
that,
yeah. back in town?
Yes, they are.
Oh, were all your right. parents out of town?
Yes, but I don't know how he knew.
I know. You mentioned it to me because I asked about the sty, and then you mentioned that your dog had taken a dump on your bed.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
And then I put the sty and the dump together. I said, maybe he should have washed those sheets.
How long you got the sty?
How long were your parents out of town, Mac? Just
a week. They were at Rehoboth Beach.
Is that when you changed the address of your house to like Maple Avenue to 1010 Jerkington Lane?
What's that cable bill look like, son?
Mike, he's going to see a doctor now for a hyperextended elbow.
Oh, Mac, we love you. You know,
Ma, we need more tissues.
So, did the doctor did it take long for the doctor to diagnose?
No, I mean, I told them. They just looked at it, gave me a prescription, and I was on my
way. Son, that elbow needs a rest.
Why won't you shake my hand, son? Normally, after an examination, we shake hands.
You know, from about the age of 15 on through my college years, I remember when my mama and dado would first leave town. Because, you know, I'm not some kind of sicko.
No.
But I'm just talking about the first days where I would have the domicile all to my play, you know, myself. It would just be, you know, spectacular. It was really just a me party.
Yeah. Really party for me. Party yeah. for one.
Yeah. I remember, I have a vivid memory of when they went away and I was all on my own. It was right around the time that I was a camp counselor and they were vacationing up in Maine and I had like a month where I was the caretaker of the home.
Oh, wow.
And everything was great. I didn't have any big parties because I'd already done that in the school year and gotten in tremendous trouble for that, so I wasn't able to do it. But I had the place to myself, and it just was very, very cool until, Rob, you'll love this,
yeah.
until one afternoon when I came home, walked into my bedroom, opened the closet door, and heard this.
No!
A bat.
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh, and by the way, real quick, nobody email me the picture of the swimming bat anymore. I've seen that video 60 times, and I'm tired of it, and yes, it's horrifying, and everybody go to hell.
I have seen the picture of the swimming bat. It is gross. Even if you're not bat phobic like Rob, have you seen it, Oscar?
No, I haven't
seen it. Bat?
No,
it's this giant, like Amazon looking bat.
A fruit bat, yeah.
And it's swimming across a pond, and it is nasty looking.
How did the
it's
bat very, get in your house scary. And in your closet?
We had no air conditioning in my house in New England, which a lot of houses don't have in New England. And we had a giant fan up on the second floor with these big vents that would open up, and that's how we cooled our house. And in the summertime, you're running it all the time. And I remember I ran out of the room, slammed the door, and then creeped back over towards my door. I opened it up to see, you know, if the bat was flying around. I swear to God, this is a true story. I open the door a crack, and I look up, and I see the ears right at the top of the door jamb. Now I don't know how big this bat is. I really know because it's flying every time I see it. I go downstairs. I get my hockey equipment on.
Oh my!
I'm all by myself. I'm terrified. I didn't like the idea of this creature up there. I put my helmet on with the face cage. I put my hockey jersey on, and I actually put my hockey pants and my actual shin guards on to go up.
In case it bit me.
Okay. I wanted to cover up my body.
And at that
age,
you think of rabies.
Yeah, you're just
turning into
weird.
A vampire.
See, what I would think of, if you put that face cage on, the bat would be small enough to get in the face cage, and then it's trapped against your face.
I didn't think of it that way. So I had a tennis racket. And
of course you did.
I march in there, and this time it's not up at the top of the door jamb, and I venture into the house. Into my bedroom.
Right.
And I'm looking, and I can't find the little effer. I don't know where he is at all. And I go over to the closet again. I open up the closet door, and he flies from the window across the room. Like, directly. And I duck, and I finally clock him, and I get him with the tennis racket. And the poor little creature had to be maybe 3 inches.
Aww.
He was absolutely
but
tiny.
But, Mike, in that day and age, you really have to give him credit for his bravery. It wasn't easy to come out of the closet then.
Very difficult. Very difficult for the bat.
And great actually, swimmers. You know, I just saw the video. Great swimmers.
Yeah, pretty amazing video. Yeah. That bat.
Stay out of my ocean.
So he was only 3 inches, but by the time I skinned him and fried him, you know, it was just like kind of like frog legs. It was actually,
it was actually quite delicious.
You're living off the land.
The way that works. But the point I was going to get to, Mac, was the first like 10 days that my parents were gone, it was just like, you know, it was a festival.
Yeah.
It was a festival, you know. Back in those days, though, I have to tell you, that would be we didn't have the availability of stimuli that is available to young men today.
Yeah. Right.
So I had to venture into the drugstore and pick up a magazine.
Oh, wow!
Oh,
nice.
Mac, I didn't have I didn't have a stash.
What did your parents say when they said, "What happened to the router?"
What do you mean?
Because you overclocked it.
I see what you're saying.
Why is there a puddle of melted plastic behind Dad's desktop?
You know, we've made a tremendous assumption here. We've made a tremendous assumption that we might be incorrect. Mac, I didn't even ask you this. Were you home alone, or did they leave you with a sitter?
I was home alone.
Yeah. Did you have any friends over?
I did not.
No lady friends?
Do you cook for yourself when they're gone?
Oh, no. No way.
Well, let him answer.
Actually, we cooked curry right before they left, so I had that like the entire
like a big
entire,
pot, like
yeah,
a big pot
a big
of curry.
Pot of curry.
And
the Today Show, Mike, it was a big pot of and curry.
Did you make your own rice, or did they have rice?
I did make my own rice.
Is it boil in a bag rice, or did you actually make minute rice?
No, we have a rice steamer.
Oh,
you have a rice steamer.
Tell us more.
There we go. I like that.
Unitasker.
Do you roll your own sushi?
I do not. That I have no idea how to do.
So besides the curry, did you make any other meals yourself, or was that about it?
That was about it.
Pizza?
Well,
jerk chicken?
What was the... What was the highlight of your vacation?
Watching MasterChef?
Did you see Bates Motel?
Oh, Mac, I love you.
Now, Mac, you say the dog actually took a dump on your bed.
Yes.
That's behavior of a dog that's pissed off.
It's high praise. In some cultures.
So dominance. Is the dog mad when he sees self-abuse?
No.
Okay.
He's 14.
Okay. What kind of dog is it?
It's a mixed breed of part black lab, part Belgian Shepherd.
and a little bit of Spanker Spaniel.
A larger dog?
Yes, he is a larger dog. He is a large dog, yes.
Well, at any time, you think maybe the dog was a little bit jealous, and maybe the dog was like, you just see the dog panting and looking at your right hand.
Yeah, you keep petting yourself.
My wrist I could do that.
He's not petting me. He's petting himself.
That's enough. I think we've covered that. I think we've totally covered that. Well,
the sense of smell, Mike.
That's fantastic. We will take one more break, and we'll come back with one of your phone calls and the news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm glad to have you on hand, man.
This week on AmeriCast, Jim Amato, ex-CBS employee, asked to leave in 2008. Similar story to some boys we know. Find out why it's taken him so long to become a fan of TMOS. He just started listening 2 years ago.
Those guys put me in the best mood every day going into work. It's made me a little bit more successful and productive. And just having that humor and laughter every day has helped me out. And if we all had that humor every day, I think this role will be a better place.
Download the show from the TMOS app now and hear more about Jim, the Rob and Joe Show, and the Tony Perkins Show. All the fun on More Broadcasting.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, summertime, fun time. Everybody has beach time, busy time. Summer's flying by before you know it. Summer is over and you need all kinds of stuff. You left out a lot of stuff.
Oh, Judge.
You need that right now, everybody. Anyway, we want to tell you about Amazon and shopping on Amazon. I'm stunned at how supportive the TMOS audience is with Amazon, where you still buy your stuff through our portal. It really is a wonderful way to support the show, and it's great for back to school. We remind you this time of year is extremely important to shop Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show portal. You go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon, click the button on our website, or you use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, and then get all your back to school supplies. We would sincerely appreciate that because it really does help the show. We get a teeny tiny little percentage and it helps enormously. And thank you. So support us and support us by shopping Amazon. All right, it is Wide Open Wednesday. Our phone lines are open at 888-920-6673. The call that was standing by before we took the break has dropped off, and now we are, what are we at, 9 or 10?
We have taken 10 calls, Mike.
Two more,
We've
Mike,
taken
for the,
10. We
for
need
the big
two
win.
More phone
two
calls.
Two more for the big win.
Yeah.
Two more. All right.
Mac, what's your dog's name?
Lucky.
Lucky.
No, yeah. I don't want to even talk to Mac. I want to wait.
I just wanted to pick her out.
I am just going to wait.
What's the number again, Mike?
The number is 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. That is 888-920-6673. We are trying to get two more phone calls to reach the 12 because we are trying to train the audience that Wide Open Wednesday is indeed when you call, even during the times you do not listen. It's almost like we're doing a little bit of a radiothon here.
Exactly.
And, it's stunning. It truly is stunning. Yep. Let's take a phone call right now. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the show. And I'll stop the sound.
Does a duplicate call count or not?
Does what?
Does a duplicate call count?
Oh, no,
it does not count.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank
we
you.
Are still holding at number 10, and now I'm extremely, I'm so depressed. I'm so
see, this, Mike, this is anxiety. Yeah. This is like celebrity death.
Time for an ambient.
All right, hit the sound.
News.
Bastards.
Lazy audience.
Give. You take. What do you do for me? I want 12 phone calls.
No, I listen to it on Tuesday when I'm taking my daughter to Brownies.
Me.
They love to make you hit them.
Done. Sell it. Anyway, hi, how are you? Let's start the news, shall we? The Associated Press just looked at the research on the benefits of flossing, Rob Spiewak.
Hey, that's great for your teeth.
And they got the Department of Health and Human Services to admit, quote, here it is, the effectiveness of flossing has never been researched as required.
What?
There you go. After all that, incidentally, great spontaneous quick reaction
but
right
the
there.
The thing is...
1-1000-2-1.
What?
I,
well, because he's been flossing.
I've been flossing every day now for 5 years, and all what, right. is that wasted time?
Let me lay it all out for you, then we will figure out whether
Don't stop,
this has
please.
Any benefit.
7 years, actually. Thank
there
you.
Have been plenty of studies of flossing. None of them have been definitively found that it helps you get rid of plaque or prevents gum disease. Hold on a
That's
second.
That's BS.
The AP looked into 25 of the biggest studies and found all of them were unreliable. So why has the government been recommending that we all floss every day for almost four decades? A dentist from the National Institutes of Health, right down the road from our studio, summed it up, quote, "It's low risk, low cost. We know there's a possibility that it works, so we feel comfortable telling people to go ahead and do it."
Big tooth, Mike. That's big, big tooth. But the thing is I am a case study for this. After not flossing my entire life and now flossing every day,
yeah.
my gums don't bleed, my breath is better, everything is better.
I mean, first of all, I agree with you, but second of all, I have to share this with you. Floss is a $2 billion market. Billion
with a B.
Around the world.
For string?
Yes, and half Whoa. Of it comes from the United States. And that's why, you know, how often do you floss your teeth? You break a piece and you got to get another piece. It's big floss. It's big string. That's
are they what getting, that is. Are they getting a lot of money from England, Mike?
England can kiss my ass. All right, here we go. Suicide Squad opens this weekend, and the hope is that it puts the DC Comics cinematic universe back on track after the underwhelming response to Batman versus Superman, but the odds are not in its favor.
Oh.
Early reviews are in. I like that girl. I've seen some of her
Harley
videos.
Harley Quinn?
Yes.
Yeah, the Harley Quinn. The reviews are not good. Here are two examples. Vanity Fair says, "It's ugly and boring, a toxic combination that means the film's highly fetishized violence doesn't even have the exciting tingle of the wicked or the taboo." ScreenCrush.com says, "Bland, boring, and sometimes borderline incoherent, a disappointing disaster."
Well, you know,
I was kind of curious about
that. I've seen some of the previews because it's been paired with a lot of the movies I've taken Robert to. It looks, and here's a problem with it, it looks oppressive.
Right.
Everything they show looks unpleasant.
Yeah, but if they hate it, well, we love it.
You know, I think I want to get a couple.
Maybe.
Are you going to go see it? Are you?
Oh,
go
absolutely,
see
absolutely.
Robert's
I'd
way
like
into it
view.
Too. Yeah,
I'd like
yeah,
your
yeah,
review.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it. Tony Bennett, everybody. He turns 90 today. Hey, how you doing? 90 years old. I'm still alive. And NBC is celebrating with a special called "Tony Bennett Celebrates 90. The best is yet to come."
Boo! They wheel him out like Hannibal Lecter twice a year. Just bring him out in New York.
It doesn't air until December 20th, but it'll be worth the wait. Tony will perform along with Aretha Franklin, Lady Gaga, Billy Joel, Elton John, Stevie Wonder, Andrea Bocelli, Michael Bublé, Diana Krall, Katie Lang, and Rufus Wainwright.
Meanwhile, there's someone at 30 Rock that says, "We got to do the Bennett special. Send a hand truck over to his apartment."
Did you see Patton when he posted the old Jack Frost from the Bob Hope special?
I told him, I said, that made my month.
It's actually the funniest clip. I forgot how long Bob Hope went on.
It's me.
And did the,
it's me, Jack Frost.
Mike,
yeah.
Do you know who's doing the farewell tour and coming to town this Friday at the Warner
who's
Theater?
That?
The Go-Go's.
The
really?
Go-Go's.
Yes.
Belinda Carlisle,
yes.
right? Ooh, the Go-Go's.
I sat there listening, and I said, I would go to that.
Chances are.
For some reason, I would.
Chances are, if you go to the show, you'll actually get to meet Belinda Carlisle in line for snacks.
Oh, man. Oh my God, you're right. It looks like she ate Belinda Carlisle.
Exactly.
Wow.
I had no idea.
She's always battled that demon.
Here's the quote from Tony Bennett. Tony says, "I feel like I'm just getting started and look forward to each day. I have loved performing for the public and sharing the music I love with the world." It says that Alec Baldwin will be on the special too. So he does the Tony Bennett impression, right?
Right,
so,
right. Well, these are all New York-based people. This is easy for Bennett, and his toupee will be there. It'll be all good. Right.
Well, we'll see what happens. NBC has set Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon as the new host of the Golden Globes next year.
Yeah. There we go.
Sorry, everybody. I feel the same way. I know I'm not excited about that. He is only the third person teamed to host the awards show following Ricky Gervais and Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. NBC chairman Bob Greenblatt made the announcement at the top of NBC's TCA executive session this morning. This is the most spontaneous and uninhibited awards show on television, and Jimmy's playful, disarming comedic brilliance makes him the ideal host to enhance and elevate the sense of... Oh, shut up! God, stop it,
Mike,
please.
NBC promises the cutest award show ever.
Yes, sir, cutie, cutie. All right, we'll try it again, ladies and gentlemen. I had my meltdown, 888-920-6673. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show, caller number 10. What can we do for you?
11. Love you, Rob.
Oh, is it 11?
Yeah. 11, 11.
I love you, sir.
That counts. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that works.
That counts.
That must feel good,
need,
Rob.
Eh, it felt shallow.
We only need one more. Thank you. Women who suffer from painful menstrual cramps sympathize with the debilitating discomfort that arrives monthly like clockwork. Motrin, Midol, and Advil can take a back seat, however, because there's apparently a new remedy for cramps, cannabis tampons.
Ooh.
Wasn't that your old DJ name?
Cannabis tampons when I worked at the AOR station, yeah. The Albemarle Bronx. Hey, Grant, good afternoon. Okay, that was Zeppelin. This is Cannabis Tampons. How are you, everybody? Nice to see you. The company's called Foria. They make marijuana-infused personal lubricant. They have created relief tampons, according to Foria's site. These maximize the relaxation and pain-relieving properties of cannabis without inducing psychotropic highs.
Yeah,
well,
with
where's
wings.
The fun in that?
You get know? You high.
Yeah.
Let me see. They wings. Cost $44 for a four-pack, and they're made with only three ingredients. Cocoa butter. Distilled THC oil and CBD isolate.
Ah.
That is 99.99%. That is created from organically grown hemp. CBD isolate is one of two key active cannabinoid compounds found in cannabis.
Pony just wrote something to me that is so vulgar that it makes me question our relationship.
He lives alone. He lives alone.
I mean, can
alone.
You just show that to Mike, just to Mike, mm-hmm. just so he could see what
you
wrote
me? You want
to
text it to me?
No, you'll okay, see it on the camera. On.
Oh,
I saw it.
Like, that's it.
Doesn't it make you think twice about Pony?
Yeah, I tell you. Like, hey, look down there. It's hungry. It's hungry. Yeah.
Keep in mind, Pony has every day by himself, not just a week when his parents are away.
This is true.
Yeah. You want to know why they flee?
Caller number 12 is ready.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we have on the line caller number 12. Hello. You have made it. You have succeeded in making this a 12-caller day.
Nice.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
This is James from Wisconsin. I am number 12. Is it me, really?
It is.
James from another call. Is this? You're not the same guy retreading, right? This is James, another call from Wisconsin?
Transplant from Northern Virginia.
All right, new guy.
James, I am thrilled to tell you that you are caller number 12, and we are just at the tail end of the news. What can we do for you, James?
I called to be number 12, so this is perfect, sir. I am
That's
so
okay.
glad to speak with you.
I can accept it. I can accept it. James, yeah. we give you a round of applause. That's Woo! Fine. We made it.
Thank
we
you for your support, James.
That's right. Like they say on Dora the Explorer, ciao, ciao. We did it. We did it. All right. Last story. Now a little something.
Sarah just left the show.
My Everyone. Niece is watching it.
We did it. I'm a map. I'm 57. Did I mention that?
If there's a place you need to go. I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map.
By the way, would you like to hear, maybe tomorrow, I'll save it for tomorrow,
yes.
I will do my impression of what Dora sounds like through a closed door. And
oh,
it makes
cool.
me want to put a knitting needle in my eye, or my ear. Nice. Here's the something for you today. Everyone is so wound tight these days that sometimes even good things make us explode. There is a 55-year-old guy in Athens, Georgia named James DePaola. And last week, his 51-year-old wife, Michelle, the poor put-upon Michelle, made him a grilled cheese sandwich.
Mm.
But she used three pieces of cheese instead of two, like he was used to. And that made the sandwich too cheesy for him. So he flipped out. He started shouting in Michelle's face and spitting.
Oh!
She says he has a history of being violent. So she had their 9-year-old daughter call the cops, and as she was doing it, James ripped the phone out of the wall. He was arrested for obstruction of a 911 call and criminal trespassing. Authorities say this whole thing could have been avoided if the man was simply given a bowl of tomato soup.
Amen, brother. I feel you.
I should have gotten that out. That is highly unprofessional. You don't know, you don't laugh at your own material. That is, if he was given a bowl of tomato soup.
I agree.
I'm sorry. That was funny. I should have delivered that properly. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Thank you for your calls. On the mic.
Oh, hi. I love to spend the day at the beach with the sun and the fun and my oiled muscles. But at the end of the day, I want the funny. And I get so angry. Now, I listen to the Michael Mara Show every weekday at 7 p.m. And they make with the funny jokes and the laughter and things. And I love it. Sure, why not? The Michael Mara Show every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, White Noise, we love this app.
Yeah.
It just got better. White Noise is the extremely popular app that helps millions of people sleep better. This update is free, and you can download it today from iTunes or Google Play. White Noise has tons of new features and capabilities that allow you to share your audio experiences with the entire White Noise community. This means that with White Noise, the modification to this app will allow you to upload something to White Noise that maybe makes you sleep better,
yeah,
and share it with the world. Imagine using your iPhone to record your favorite sounds, perfectly loop them, and then share them with the world. It's very cool. Now you can do it. Be the first to put the unique sounds of your world on the White Noise app, and it's really fantastic. After 8 years of development, this is the best White Noise ever. Download White Noise for free by TM Soft for iTunes or Google Play. Create an awesome recording and upload it to the White Noise market. Don't forget to give them a 5-star review to show your support for TMOS, TM Soft, and our friend Tomo.
Oh,
yeah. That's right. Thank you, Tomo. Sleep better with White Noise, and that's it. We just wanted to share
Spent
that
time
with
Tomo yesterday.
Oh, you're on a boat, right?
How is Tomo
We're on a
doing?
Boat. He's great. And the idea that I got to hang out with one of my great friends on a weekday, blessed to do that on an afternoon on the Potomac. What
Rob,
a wonderful
day. Can
you
make a note for me that I would like to ask Oscar about his gay cruise tomorrow, if that's possible?
Just exciting and new.
Just four men shirtless.
I was supposed to do an Oscar's World today. We never got around to it.
Because the calls were too great.
That's right. They were fantastic.
En fuego.
Hey, technically, I don't care. I have to say thank you. We wanted 12. We got 12. That's the gold standard so far. We'll see what happens next week, shall we?
Get ready, America. Get ready. Prepare your bits.
Don't get happy, Mike.
No.
I never do. Let's get Rob on with the audio ball.
Yeah, we'll put a stop to that. Okay, the backstory on this. There's this guy in Tennessee. He's got on his property what is literally a fishing hole, like a swimming hole.
Yeah.
He's got a bad-looking dock that goes out to it.
I've seen those on big pieces of property out in Northern Virginia.
But the problem is teens go onto his land, swim there. There's been injuries. I think there's been a death. And he refuses to put up a sign that say, you know, danger. This is not a safe place to swim. That's
like,
just...
what, drowning? Or does he have like a shark?
No, drowning. Drowning. But all here's the deal. You just need to know the backstory why he was interviewed. Now, one other piece of backstory. I know you're not a big Family Guy fan, but there is a character on Family Guy called Herbert the Pervert, right?
Yes.
And he does a lot of inappropriate things to children, or
He's
it's alleged.
He's a bad guy. And, He's a bad guy, that Herbert the Pervert.
And here's
Why don't you take that sweater off?
Yeah, here's how he sounds. On the Family Guy, Mike, he sounds like this.
Yes, I'll take this teddy bear, this ruler, this piece of string, and this cardboard box. Hope you don't find the money strapped to my thigh.
So that's Herbert the Pervert. So now let us go.
Watch that show.
Let us go to hear the words of Tennessee's Charles Womack, who, by the way, not only sounds like Herbert the Pervert, but I challenge you to decode the last one-third of this actuality, because I could not.
I'm just trying to help these high school kids and college kids because they ain't got no money. You don't put no lifeguard in the lake. A lifeguard might have been way over here, and that's probably 2,000 or 3,000 feet up there when something happens. No, I ain't putting no lifeguards.
They put that on the news.
Amazing. Sometimes they go bottomless, and I gotta watch from the shore.
I don't want to sound like an elitist, but don't you sometimes hear actualities on the news and wonder, with society as we have developed, wouldn't you think that the pockets of like America where people talk like that would be smaller.
I think, you know what? I think they are going away, which is why it's so special when we find one.
I've never been to Southern Maryland.
I have.
Oh, yes.
I have. Oh, Don and Mike show used to take a lot of calls from Southern Maryland.
I had a,
hey, I'll win that car.
I had a girlfriend at one point, and she's from Southern Maryland.
Right.
And
she was hot.
I want you to meet my parents. And I drove down there, and it really was a throwback. Mm-hmm. And then I had realized that there were fanatics religiously, and they didn't have cable or TV or radio.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I said, well, this is probably how you can get away with a certain type of, I would say, dialect for so long, right?
I think so. I think it probably is because there's isolation.
Yeah, isolation has everything to do
with
it.
That's the nicest way that I can put it.
Absolutely.
Butcher knife right. up to her neck.
This is kind of... This is kind of cool, and I think Oscar will really like this, but I think you'll like it, too. Right. Last night on Colbert, Will Smith was a guest, right? And he's promoting the Suicide Squad
yes.
movie, plays a bad guy. And going into spots, they say that this happens sort of sporadically and without planning, but either way, it's kind of neat. As they were going to spots, Colbert's band started to play the song Summer Madness by Kool and the Gang,
yes.
right? Which is what was sampled in the song Summertime by Will Smith, and... He grabbed a mic and he actually, this was not on the show. The Colbert people put this up. This was during the commercial. He just performed Summertime
okay,
for the audience.
Cool.
That's
and so
cool.
It was not meant to be on TV. It was actually put on during the commercials. And also, if you really want to feel old, 25 years ago today is when
oh
this record
God,
came
I'm
out.
Years
and think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run around and put your car on. You know, you're a live audience, bro. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. There's no bigger fan of Will Smith than Will Smith, but
yeah, I know.
He's pretty great. I mean, what an entertainer.
And how does he remember all the lyrics?
I know. That's pretty
he
cool.
Hasn't performed that in decades.
Well, he hasn't performed it in a millennium.
Right?
Millennium?
Nice call.
All right. We're running a little late, so let's close with this. Mike, we've been on the air together for a long time. I've never said this sentence before. Vanilla Ice missed his flight.
Oh, my God. I saw this video. I saw this video. Now, as much as I don't like Vanilla Ice, though, this is where, at least when he got pissed off, if I was having an airport meltdown, I might be on his team when the guy jumps in. Do you have the part where the guy jumps in?
I think I just have him isolated here.
Okay, it might be. But there's one point where a guy says, hey, man, just look at the board. You know, something like that where he's having the meltdown.
I believe that's in here. That is in here.
Okay, my feeling is this. Somebody's having one of those little airport. Stay the hell out of it, okay? You don't pour gasoline on this, but it was funny to watch.
He was in the Atlanta airport, and I think his name Robbie Van Winkle.
Yes.
Yeah, Robbie Van Winkle is flying out of Atlanta, and he got to the gate, he says, an hour early and was just waiting to board, and he found out his flight left, so he ran up to the desk agent, and of course, someone was filming him.
I'm sitting right here. No one has called me. No one said final call, nothing. Right there. You didn't board me. Sitting in the freaking line right here. I'm thinking all these people are in line to board. I'm behind them right here. They didn't even say anything.
You gotta watch the monitor, dude.
Hey, I don't need any information from you, man. Shut your mouth. I don't need anything from you. You don't work here. Shut up.
Okay. Good for him for being relevant all these years later.
Yeah, well, I go. I'm on his side.
Oh, me too.
Yep. Oh, I have been there too. Before. I missed my flight when I was working for Earthwalk from Las Vegas to D.C. Had to be rerouted through Baltimore overnight in Chicago for like 2 hours.
Because they slide at the gate.
Oh
they slide on
God.
Making the announcement.
Exactly.
I've been there. I've seen that. I've almost missed a flight because they sometimes don't do it. They really don't do it all the time, except for JetBlue.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 2007?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Excellent.
Oh, nice.
All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you and reading. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Meara Show. Bye-bye, everybody. And thanks for your phone calls. Do it again. I don't want to have to remind you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.